for a subdivision rezoning for land located at 1777 Brookside Boulevard in the Port Douglas Ward, under file DASZ 45 of 2007, adjourned from February 26, 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter, we will also consider the application for variance under file DAV 102031 of 2008D to permit the establishment of an accessory storage area not located to the rear of the line, adjacent and parallel with the rear wall of the building, also adjourned from February 26.
The records show that these hearings were not opened in February. I may not have been in attendance, but I'm not disqualified from hearing them.
Correct.
As no testimony has been heard to date.
Correct.
Do I have a list of who's who for this hearing?
Yes, you do. You don't.
Okay.
And he needs to fill one out as well.
But he can do it after.
It's Richard Prince.
Yes. We will now hear item 1 and 2 concurrently.
Right.
Affecting 1777 Brookside Boulevard. We're here in support of these applications. Would you please come forward? Joel, you're together. Is there anyone else here for or against these items, 1777 Brookside Boulevard? Let the record show there's no other support or opposition present. Gentlemen, introduce us and give us an address for the microphone and then present your case.
It's Richard Prince. I'm the architect. Joel Venus, general manager for Metropolitan.
Okay. Before I turn it over to Mike or whatever, there's no opposition. You've read the reports of the Civic Administration. Do you have any problems with the reports of the Civic Administration?
Well, Councillor, the last report that was tabled prior to September 2016, we did have some concerns about the planning department suggestions and outlined by Mr. Nicola. Regarding exterior tire storage and the fact that the planning department suggested that they should cover, we've had ongoing discussions and confirmation that we are prepared to undergo suggested City of Winnipeg insect control approach that will prevent any possible bleeding from standing water for these tires.
So you're agreeing with the letter of April 2nd written by Taz Stewart?
That's correct. Okay. I think the point that you should be saying is that we're in concurrence with the recommendations that are set out in item 1, except in our issues occurred in item 1A, 2, and 3. Item 2 indicates that all tires have to be stored, all tires have to be stored in a completely enclosed building, and this would affect the proposed outdoor storage of tires. It's our understanding that the discussions with the district planner that the primary reason for this was concern regarding insect control and accumulating water in the outside tire storage. As a result of that, we did contact the city entomologist and tabled a letter from him that indicates firstly that insect control is only an issue from May to August, and that the insect control issue can be taken care of through an insecticide program that involves spraying the areas and spraying any tires that are located outside. We feel that the requirement to build an enclosed building for outdoor tire storage is onerous on the applicant, in that there's a significant capital requirement to do outdoor storage to deal with an issue that is only for 3 months out of the year, and that is not required under the bylaw currently right now. In fact, the bylaw only requires for outdoor storage that that aesthetics be dealt with, and we're prepared to comply with the recommendation of the planner
be in agreement with clause 1A2 being removed and replaced with the conditions of your letter with the amendment by Taz Stewart.
That's correct, yes.
Which would be put into the...
The other point we want to raise, too, is that we do have substantial exterior storage that is covered in the approach by using outside storage containers. These are shipping containers that are completely closed. We do carry a fair percentage of our exterior storage of tires in those containers. So those will be as part of the exterior storage component.
Mike, do you have questions?
No.
I have one question to Mr. Robinson. Clause 1A3, which is about advertising signs, which I abhor the damn thing, so I agree with, except it says there should be no advertising signs. How can there be no, you're allowed 20% of your building? I mean, I can understand no mobile signs, no poster signs, no A-frame signs, because
right.
I tried to get them thrown out of our bylaw, but no advertising signs.
The applicant raised the same concerns about that. This is a standard clause that we apply for mobile signs, essentially. And
so why don't you put the, where it says there should be no advertising, no mobile advertising signs.
I agree that the wording is a bit confusing.
Can
we, so
can we put the word mobile in there?
Just strike advertising signs out.
Well, no. Yeah, take out the two words advertising signs. That's your recommendation since it's your motion. Says there shall be no mobile signs, poster signs, and A-frame signs on the entire site. Whether you agree with that or not.
Well, I actually raised the same point with Mr. Robinson about that, saying no advertising signs. I did want to ask whether it's possible to put maybe a time restriction on mobile signs or something like that, not to exceed,
you could have
as opposed to having it in sort of a...
You could have one for your first... month of operation, if you wanted one, and that's it.
It's already in, I mean, the building is already
good, then
there.
You don't need it. Mike will move the motion, he'll do what he wants. I hate the damn things, I'd outlaw them. And
yeah.
You got the wrong boy here on that one. Anything else, gentlemen? Other than that, you're in agreement with the reports?
Yeah, and everything else, those are the only two issues that we need.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You can return to your seats, and we'll have a discussion with our planner, and then we'll have a motion.
If community committee is amenable to having condition 2 removed, we would have no objections to that. But I'd just like to draw your attention to an email that I have from Taz Stewart that came in subsequent to that letter. What he says is that there is no bylaw in the city that indicates that you're required to treat higher properties. So if the city audits their property and determines that they haven't been spraying pursuant to the program, the city has no recourse.
Yes, we do, because it's under a DASF.
Let me address that too. I've spoken with legal and with zoning, and their interpretation is that if we put it into a zoning agreement, then it's only enforceable by our zoning people, and they're not qualified to enforce any kind of mosquito control. So from our perspective, the only way...
Just write it.
We can do that, absolutely. From our perspective, the only way to do a sustainable monitoring and enforcement is to have them build some sort of temporary structure for the tires for the 3 or 4 months a year that it's a problem.
Well, it won't be very temporary, will it? It won't be very cheap. And nobody else has it. All their competitors don't have it. I mean, it's a sort of an ideal world thing, which I guess is your job to give us, but in the practicalities...
We don't want to be onerous, but at the same time, we don't want conditions
onerous.
That the city can't
support. It's beautiful,
us.
But it's...
I didn't see the Taz Stewart letter or the response.
It was...
Oh, it's in your folder. In your folder.
But we could leave the wording of the clause to to Mr. Robinson, incorporating their proposal and Mr. Stewart's response. You could do it a lot better and quicker than we could, probably.
I'll write something up right now.
Yeah. Give it to her and here, get it done.
Fair enough.
Okay. Now that I've finished messing in your ward, Councillor Pagetan, what do you say about it?
Okay, well, I'm going to move this.
Receipt?
Yeah. Receipt of, sorry, approve, I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
In favor, contrary, carried.
Move that the receipt of public representation be concluded.
In favor, contrary, carried.
And I'll basically in this report with one, number 1A2,
yep.
We will scratch that.
Delete it.
Replace with applause to be voted by the district planner.
Correct. Relative to our discussion. And that with 1A3, just what we talked about before.
Taking out the words advertising signs.
Advertising signs.
Just those two words.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
To read no mobile sign. Take out the comment.
And that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service as amended be forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
Right.
Yeah. Or EPC.
No, it has to be Property and Development because we're in the amending it. Yeah.
On favor, contrary, carried.
And that the hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
In favor, contrary, carried. As for item two, which was the variance accompanying it.
Move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
On favor, contrary, carried.
Move receipt of public representation be concluded. Move that criteria 8D of subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set up below are satisfied.
In favor, contrary, carried.
Move that the recommendation as amended of the Winnipeg Public Service.
Wasn't amended.
Sorry. That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
On favor, contrary, carried.
And that the application be concluded.
Okay. Be concluded.
Okay.
Favor,
so has Mr. Robinson got that clause?
What I have here.
Replacement clause.
That a mosquito control program be undertaken in accordance with Exhibit 12 to the satisfaction of the whatever task or its title is, Director of Mosquito
Entomologist,
control.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
The city
okay.
entomologist.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Thank
okay.
you very much.
Yeah.